Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the Southeast Conference to the Woodland. From the North Shore to the Classic Eight. From the Greater Metro to the Southern Lakes and everything in between.
All about that nasty D. They all going down.
It's time to get you up to date on all the key high school football games in the area. It's the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Now, here's Wisconsin Hall of Fame coach Ron Davies and WSSP's high school insider, big time Mike McGivern.
Man, it's early. It is early. Here we go, Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show. Tonight we're presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We're going to get you the most current and up-to-date scores at all the key high school football games in the area. It's good to see my co-host. He looks good. I don't know how good he sounds, though. Coach, how you been?
Oh, as you know, Mike, I'm fighting a little bit with some pneumonia. I've had it three times in the last year and a half, and I'm just getting over the most recent. So I probably sound kind of raspy in that when I'm talking tonight.
But. Well, you know what? Somebody here in the building said, what do you mean he's got pneumonia? Why are you letting him coach? I said, yeah, it's game time, man. He's Coach Davies. He's not sitting home, not sitting out this one. I couldn't have kept you home on this one I'd said, stay home tonight, Ron.
And I've had 15 days on antibiotics, so the doctor said it's not contagious as long as they don't cough right on you.
Oh, good.
Well, I don't have a very good voice anyway, and I might sound worse tonight than usual.
You know what you sound like? Football coach. That's
a hoarse,
sound
raspy
like.
Football.
Yeah,
coach.
That's how you guys all sound this time of year. Let me run down the games we're at, and if you don't hear the game that you're walking into, bring your cell phone and give Anthony a call at 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Keep us up to date at the games that you're going to. These are the ones we've got covered. Milwaukee Lutheran at Kewaskum, Muskego at Waukesha North, Franklin at Waterford, Kettle Moraine at Waukesha West, Whitnall at Martin Luther, Menominee Falls at Germantown, Oak Creek at Wisconsin Lutheran, Milwaukee Riverside is at Pewaukee, Wauwatosa West at Brookfield East, Catholic Memorial at Maguanago, Nicolet is at home against Hartford. We've got the Milwaukee King at Shored Messmer game, Wilmot at Kenosha Bradford, Homestead at Port Washington, and we've got Marty Schibelhut is at the Fond du Lac Kimberly game, so he's going to call in. We've got Kimberly at Fondy. 70 games in a row they've won, Coach. Longest winning streak in the nation right now in high school football.
And as you said, many people are picking Fondy to be the team that maybe can upset them this year, so that should be quite a game.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game.
I think they have a great crowd up there.
I'll tell you what, you know, in boxing, you always say, look, I'm going with the champ till somebody knocks him out. And it's hard not to pick Fond du Lac. Steve Jones, he's a good man. We have him on our show a lot, on the coach's show. And I'm telling you, Ron, he will not talk about the past. He very seldom wants to talk about his team, but he wants to talk about his servant leadership, the importance of servant leadership for these kids in this program, in this community, in this school. And that's when I call him to ask him if he'll come on, he'll say, what are we talking about? And if I say I want to talk about the streak, he'll say, no, thank you. If I say I want to talk about some of your players, he goes, we'll touch on that. What else? I said, servant leadership. He goes, I'm in.
And Mike, when he speaks at clinics, that's very much what his topic is. It's not about the win streak or the win. It's about what his kids can do for the community and just to be better people. And that's why I kind of would like to see somebody beat them only to give somebody else an opportunity to break their streak. But he's such a good coach and a good person that I certainly don't want anybody to beat him just because of him.
For that. Hey, I was at a good one last night. Thursday Night Lights High School Football Game of the Week, live from Hart Park, and Marquette beat Heartland Arrowhead 31-14. Coach, Arrowhead, four turnovers, And anytime you have four turnovers in a high school football game, it's going to be a tough game to win.
Yeah, I was able to watch the second half of that game, and
Where were you for the first half, Coach?
Coaching.
Okay, if you were at like a play or something, no, I'd be mad at you.
No, we practiced from 5 to 7. The little seventh graders that I'm coaching with.
You were at the grocery store at Whole Foods or something, or our local Pick and Save stores is where you would have been. I would have been mad at you, but I'll take the coaching. How is Ben doing, by the way, your grandson?
Ben's doing very, very well. You know, the team has just struggled for so long, and because we had a lot of coaches have to leave the program because of jobs. They work full-time, so I'm working with the seventh graders this year, and we do scrimmage tomorrow, and I just would like to see, they're such good kids. I'd like to see them have some success, and they did win their last game last year. They've won, I think, 2 games in 2 years, but they're really good kids, and Greendale's got such a great program, not only on the youth level, but you know, what Rob Stoltz and those coaches do on the varsity level. So there's going to be some of these kids that are going to really come around, and they're going to help that high school in 4 or 5 years.
Well, you know, tomorrow's coaches show, I've got a head football coach at Franklin and Lewis Brown, and he's going to bring some of his players. The next Saturday, Rob Stoltz from Greendale is coming in. And I'm really happy about that. We haven't had either one of those two guys in the last couple of years. And when you talk about some of the best high school football programs in not only Southeast Wisconsin, but the state of Wisconsin, Lewis Brown at Franklin, Rob Stoltz at Greendale, yeah, you know, they're within that conversation of saying, look, let's talk about the top 10, the top 15 programs in the state. So to be able to get two of those guys back-to-back weeks, I'm excited about that coach's show.
And I talked to Rob today. You know, last night they beat Lake Geneva Badger 28-7, and Badger is the favorite in the Southern Lakes Conference and has done so well through the years. But having been around Greendale the last 3 years, I just can't get over what a good coaching staff there is. And it all starts with Rob.
Yeah, hey, we're going to get out. We got a couple guys. Let's get to line two if we can. And John Moore is at the Oak Creek at Wisconsin Lutheran game. He's brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries. Hey, John, give us an update.
Hey, Mike, with 9 minutes left in the first, Oak Creek went down the field and scored. Quinn Stulo from 4 yards out set up on a pass play to Ben Reeder, a 58-yarder. We have 7-0 Oak Creek with 9 minutes left in the first.
Boy, not a bad way for Joel Parr to start his career as the head football coach at Oak Creek. 7-0 Oak Creek over Wisconsin Lutheran. John, the interesting thing for me in that game is not only Joel Parr and how Oak Creek's going to play, but what is Wisconsin Lutheran? Are they back to being the old Wisconsin Lutheran? Or are they, you know, last year they struggled. Are they going to continue to struggle? And I think we'll know a lot more about Wisconsin Lutheran as this game continues.
Yeah, Mike, just as we talked, they completed about a 40-yard pass play, so they're down inside the red zone as we speak, so they look good so far, Mike. We'll see what happens.
Man, you might want to take the over in that one.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You got it. Let's, thank you so much, John. Let's get to line one. One of our new guys. If you know anything about high school football, you know the name, Rob Veit. And he's joining our staff this year. Rob is at the Kettle Moraine, Wisconsin Waukesha West game, and he's brought to you by Lynch McGuanago. They are the premier Wisconsin Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer with a huge selection of new and used vehicles from which to choose. Go to lynchmcguanago.com. Hey, Rob, Kettle Moraine at Waukesha West, give us an update.
Hey, Mike, it's 7:38.5 left. Left in the first quarter, Waukesha West is leading. They took the first play from scrimmage, 80 yards, Sam McCulloch for a touchdown. And then KM had a 40-yard drive and kicked the field goal. So 7:38.20 left in the first.
Man, hey, Rob, how you feeling about being on the sidelines? You know, you were coaching there last year at Waukesha West. You've been a football coach a long time. How's that feel for you to be over there and not be coaching?
Oh, man, I got goosebumps. I got nerves today when I was walking up. It's a different feeling. I can't really explain it.
Man, you know what, Rob? We need to I love having you on our staff, Rob. I love it. But we need to get you back with a clipboard and a whistle soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. That's Rob Veit, 7-3 Waukesha West. The question is, you know, post Peter McCutton, how are they going to do? First play, 80 yards, touchdown, just fine. Going to be okay, I think. Kettle Moraine is a team, I think, coach, that people know. Had a good year last year, got a win in the playoffs, and now they're hoping to do something in that conference which is a really good conference. I always say the best high school football conference in the state of Wisconsin. I know that Steve Jones argues with me every time. Every time he calls in, he listens to a lot of stuff we do, and he said, look, I'll put our conference up against that conference. I said, I don't know. I understand that, Coach, but I think it's the best conference in the state. And Kettle Moraine, they're in that community, they love Coach Gum. They really like the job that he's doing, and they like the fact that they're being competitive, and they got some kids that can straight up play out there. So we'll see how they do.
Yeah, I think I would have to agree with you on the Classic 8 from top to bottom being best. Now, there are 15 teams in the league at Kimberly. They've split them up into three divisions of five now. That will change with the new realignment. But I would tend to agree that the Classic 8, boy, that is just a conference from top to bottom. Even though Arrowhead got beat by Marquette, Marquette is a very, very good football team.
Yeah, and you look at that conference, and you've got Brookfield East, Brookfield Central, Marquette, Sussex Hamilton, Menominee Falls. There's some schools there that scare you. You know, Germantown, there's some schools there that are going to scare you if you don't strap it up, get ready to play. That's a conference, when you look at Brookfield East again and Brookfield Central last couple of years, you know, one won a state championship, one got to the finals and had a chance to win it. That's a conference you got to talk about as well.
Yeah, they do, you know, and I kind of feel bad for Tulsa East still being in that conference. And Nathan Hale has struggled a lot lately. And Tulsa West was pretty successful in the Woodland, but a struggle there. But again, with this realignment in 2 years, there'll be changes. Although, unfortunately for West Dallas Central, they'll be going back into the greater metro, and that's going to be tough for them.
It is going to be tough for them, Ron. But I got to tell you, first of all, I got an update, 7-0 Homestead over Port Washington in the first quarter. The way they've done this, and I give so much credit to Doug Sarver, because he's done this the right way. He's gotten everybody involved, and not everybody's going to be happy. But the idea behind this football-only conference is to make sure that there isn't one conference that has five teams and one that has 14 teams, so that everything's kind of the
same. Trying to get as many eight-team conferences
right,
as possible.
Eight-team conferences, and if you don't like it in 2 years, you can ask to be moved. However, you can't say, look, we're not getting any wins. We got to get out of this conference. That's going to be a deal breaker. That's not it. You've got to come up with some other reasons as to why, and then you've got to find somebody that'll switch with you. So it's going to be difficult.
And the problem is, like for West Dallas Central and some of the schools, is the demographics of the school. But right now, you're right. They're thinking primarily enrollment, much more important than demographics, or wins and losses really don't mean much, although they have done this so well where I think that they've got most of these conferences pretty gosh darn well balanced, better balanced than they are right now.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get out to line one. Taz Landry, he's at the Milwaukee King at Shored Messer game, brought to you by Ballastieri Brothers Pizza. Game day special, 2 3-topping 16-inch pizzas, 2 garlic breads, and 20 wings, just $49.99. 3815 South 108th Street in Greenfield, 414-543-0707. Let them know you want the game day special. Hey, Taz, Milwaukee King, Shored Messer, what's going on?
How's it going, Mike? I got 7-0 Sherwood Messer over Milwaukee King. King kicked off the ball to start. Sherwood Messer took the ball from the 20. It was a 12-play, 80-yard drive, all run plays. They pretty much nickeled 5 here, 2 here, 10 here, up and down the field. Big plays by their returning all-conference running back, Zoe McDowell. And then they punch it in on 4th and 2 by their senior quarterback, Aaron Elmers. Score 7-0, Sherwood Messer over King.
Sherwood Messer scrimmaged Whitefish Bay and did a real nice job. They've got a very, very good senior class with the two players that Taz just mentioned, the quarterback and the running back, but also a very good offensive line. I think they can make some noise in that Woodland East this year.
That's awesome. Hey, Taz, we've got to say it on the radio. Congratulations. How's the baby doing?
The baby is great. So is mom.
That's
they're kind of missing me at home, so they want me to go ahead and get the play-by-play in so I can come home and spend some more family time.
Well, you know what? They're probably right. So if you need to leave early, you let us know. However, Coach Davies wants to know how Sherwood Messer is doing. That's for sure. Congratulations again to you and your wife. I'm glad everybody's doing well, Taz.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it.
Congratulations, Dan.
That's awesome. Before we get to your break, line two, another update from John Moore, Oak Creek at Wisconsin Lutheran. John, give us an update.
Mike, last time we talked, Wisconsin Lutheran was driving, and they ended up punching on it, and Jack West locked it from 1 yard out. We have 7-7 with 4:40 left in the first.
Man, John, it could be a good one.
Absolutely, Mike. Your over is probably a pretty good play right now.
No doubt. That's John Moore.
Last year, that was all Oak Creek, I think, when they played. So yeah, that would be nice if Wisconsin Lutheran can stay with them this year.
Yeah, I agree with that, Coach. Hey, guys, let's get you a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue to get you updates from all the key high school football games in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Hall of Fame coach Ron Davies. Let's get right to line three if we can. Mike Bush, he is back. Franklin at Waterford. He's brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy. Call them today to schedule a free 30-minute injury assessment. They will schedule you fast, sometimes the same day, but always within 24 to 48 hours, athletico.com. Franklin at Waterford. Mikey, what's going on?
How you guys doing tonight?
Doing great. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing excellent. I got to tell you, if I can, Mike, first game of the year, again, what an honor and a privilege it is to be able to be a part of and talk to not one, but two Wisconsin High School Football Hall of Famers. And I'm honored, and I love doing this stuff.
We love having you.
Mike, we really appreciate having you.
Hey, Ron. Mike, like, drove back from Ohio or Indy or something to get here in time. I'm not kidding. And he went, I think he went right to Waterford.
I did. Ann Arbor, Michigan. I got pulled out. I got a speeding ticket.
Oh, my gosh.
I was in school till noon at Washington Community College.
Hey, Mikey, I'll pick up half the cost of that thing.
I took a shirt with. Anyway, there's 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Franklin 14, Waterford nothing. Obviously, the first game of the year for both teams. Talking to the coaches before the game, both of them seem really ready, really excited. Franklin got the opening kickoff, probably ran a dozen plays, back and forth, run pass, a good mix. And number 12, Matt Devinger, the new quarterback, guys, found his favorite receiver, I think number 13, Spencer Kent, from 30 yards out. And I wanted to call right away, and I'm thought, well, I'm going to watch Franklin's defense real quick. Well, the first series anyway, Waterford ended up going three and out, ended up punting. Franklin got the ball at midfield. And when I say the word quick slant, this kid, sophomore, Elliot Harris, don't recall him from the past, but 50-yard lightning quick slant, untouched, another touchdown, another extra point. And that's where we are, 14 to nothing, Franklin, and we're down to 4 minutes in the first quarter.
Well, I will talk to Lewis Brown about him tomorrow on the coach's show from 10 to noon, no doubt. That
quarterback must be doing a great job because, you know, filling in for Max Albert, trying to fill those shoes can be tough, but he sounds like he's doing great.
Well, I was talking to Lewis Brown. I said, so Max Albert's younger brother, Mitchell, is on the team, and he's a junior, okay? And then right underneath him is the sophomore Jesse Miller's kid, Jarek Miller. And they got a battle going on there. There's another Alba in the house. And this Devinger won the position in practice, fair and square, they told me. He's a senior. And they're good for the quarterback position for a long, long time.
Awesome. Mike, thank you so much. 14-0 Franklin over Waterford. Let's get to line four. Jerry Boltman. He's at the Catholic Memorial at McGuanago game. Brought to you by Lynch McGuanago. They're the premier Wisconsin Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Huge selection of new and used cars. LynchMcGuanago.com. Jerry, give us an update.
Yes. Good evening, Mike and Coach. And I want to say what Mike Bush did also. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I'm honored.
Thank you.
2:36 remaining in the first quarter, 0-0. The key play so far has been Memorial was held on McGuanago's 2-yard line. They went for it on fourth and two and did not get the touchdown. Right now, the Memorial has the ball for their third drive of the first quarter, and they're down to the McGuanico 21-yard line. But this has been very conservative play so far for both teams, and I suspect this is not going to be a high-scoring game. The other thing, Coach and Mike, before I forget, McGuanico's new look this year, they have black and gold and blue and white on their helmets. And for years and years and years, McGuanico and Captain Moore, their uniforms are almost identical, but this year it's the new look, McGuanico.
Jerry, thank you so much. 0-0. Let's get to line one if we can. Tyler's at the Tulsa West Brookfield East game. Hey, Tyler, give us an update.
Hey, Mike, we're just near the end of the first quarter right now, and it's only 7-0 Brookfield East over Tulsa West. It's been a defensive battle in the first quarter. In fact, both teams on their first offensive drives fumbled on the second play of those respective drives. And for Tulsa West, Coach Good, I talked to him before the game, and he said that that was going to be a big problem for Tulsa West is handling turnovers. But Brookfield East was finally able to break through with 3:45 left in the first quarter. Sam McGrath hit Nick Plemer for a 17-yard touchdown pass, and that put Brookfield East on top. They had the ball again, trying to drive and score again. Once again, we're near the end of the first quarter, 4 seconds left. Brookfield East up 7-0 over Tulsa West. And Mike and Coach Davies, it's great to be back once again.
Man, Tyler, it's great to have you back. That's Tyler Peters, 7-0 Brookfield East over Tulsa West. Tyler's brought to you by Ideal Logos and Awards. Go see Smokin' Hot Mary for all your awards, promotions, or embroidery work. Let's get to line two if we can. Alex Zola, he's at the Wilmot at Kenosha Bradford game. Brought to you by Wendy's. Late night at Wendy's is always a good call. Open till midnight or later at participating Wendy's stores. Hey, Alex, give us an update.
Well, Mac, the first quarter here in Kayshawn has been a total war of wills, a total defensive struggle between both teams. Neither team really giving an inch on each other, but it's Wilmot who passed the line first. After a Will Darden fumble at their own 35-yard line, Wilmot takes over and is able to convert on a 42-yard Joe Davis field goal. Wilmot, 3-0 at the start of the second quarter.
That's awesome. Alex, new and Ron, the new head football coach at Kenosha Bradford.
Troy Bow, he played for me at Kenosha Tremper back in 1983, and he was a top candidate for the Tremper job a couple of years ago, but he was out east, and they didn't have a teaching opening for him, but he's going to do a nice job. He's a very knowledgeable football guy. He's a very good person. I was going to say kid. My goodness, he must be pushing 50 now.
He's a kid to you.
Yeah, and but he'll do a very nice job at Bradford.
Alex, well done. 3-0, Wilmot over Kenosha Bradford. Let's get to line three if we can. John Moore, he's at the game that we've been hearing a lot about, Oak Creek at Wisconsin Lutheran. John is brought to you by Hyundai Greenfield. Buy your car where I bought mine. Go see Lou and his team and ask them about the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event. 6133 South 27th Street. Again, tell Lou I sent you, and he will hook you up. John, give us an update, Oak Creek, Wisconsin Lutheran.
Well, Mike, here we go again. Three possessions, three scores. Oak Creek is up 10-7 at the end of one on a 28-yard field goal from Dragan Kisik.
Man, that's so far so good, John. You told me to get you to a good game. Not bad.
I'll take it, Mike. I'll take anything I can get. I love good football, and this is definitely good football tonight.
10-7, Oak Creek over Wisconsin Lutheran. Thank you, John. Let's get to line four if we can. Mark Neeson is back with us. He's at the Muskego Waukesha North game. Hey, Mark, give us an update.
Muskego 7, Waukesha North 0, 2 minutes, 30 seconds left, first quarter, 2-yard run by R.J. Boston after a long drive by Muskego, guys.
That's perfect, Mark. Thank you very much. Short and sweet. Well done. Let's get to line two if we can. Ted Lang, join us for the first time. He's at the Milwaukee Lutheran at Kewaskwin game. He's brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Mandy Sandstrom Clough. She's my rep, 262-783-6600, and get your new windows in before it gets cold. Ted Lang, what's going on?
Yeah, up here in Kewaskum on the newly renovated field and scoreboard. Kewaskum Indians strike first. It is 6-0 over Milwaukee Lutheran. Kewaskum's got a 1-yard quarterback sneak, and the 2-point conversion failed, and Milwaukee Lutheran just trying to get something going, and they had the snap over the punter's head, which led to the Kewaskum touchdown.
Hey, Ted, thank you so much. Keep us up to date on that one. 6-0 Kewaskum. Let's get to line one if we can. Taz Landry, he's at the Milwaukee Kings Sherrod Messmer game, and he's brought to you by the Boilermakers Local 107. Building and rebuilding America for over 225 years. Check out their apprenticeship opportunities at Boilermakers107.com. Taz Landry, Milwaukee Kings, Sherrod Messmer. What's going on?
I got 14-0, Sherwood Messmer over Milwaukee King. Towards the end of the first quarter, King went for a punt on fourth down that was blocked by their own lineman. Sherwood recovered from there on their own 20-yard line. They then went in three plays, two big runs for their running back, Zoe McDowell, and then a three-yard touchdown finish by their quarterback, Aaron Elam, to go up 14-0. Started the second quarter here. King had the ball on their second play through an interception again to Zoe McDowell, who's also their linebacker. Big plays on both sides of the ball tonight from him. Now Sherwood is driving inside their 30.
Taz, thank you very much. Thanks for the update. Let's get to line three if we can. Ralph Reinhardt covering Nicolet again this year for us. Hartford at Nicolet. Ralph's brought to you by our friends at Wendy's. It's always a good call. Late night at Wendy's is always a good call. Open till midnight or later at participating Wendy's restaurants. Hey, Ralph, what's going on? Hartford at Nicolet.
Hey, I'm just telling you, it's football season, so I'm happy, man. I got up this morning, my wife looked at me, and I said, we had a game tonight. So it's all good. End of the first quarter, it's Hartford 7, Nicolet 0. First play of the game, Hartford goes back and throws a 72-yard touchdown pass. The senior quarterback to the senior wide receiver. And since then, it's been back and forth. Nicolet had one drive in the second half, first quarter, down to the 12-yard line and a 55-yard screen pass, and it ended on the 13-yard line. So with 11 minutes left in the second quarter, we got Hartford 7, Nicolet 0.
Our goal is to get Ralph to see a Nicolet win this year. Ralph, thank you so much. Let's get to line two if we can. Nate George is at the Riverside Pewaukee game. Nate is brought to you by Ideal Logos and Awards. Go see Smokin' Hot Mary for all your awards, promotions, embroidery work. Nate George, what's going on in Riverside and Pewaukee?
Well, Mike, Riverside brought their big play game with them. They've had four or five long, long plays, which started two plays into the game, a 75-yard run that unfortunately got called back on a hold. But then just a couple plays later, we had an 89-yard run by Corey White for Riverside, 75-yard fake punt from Chris Seitz for Riverside. They had another punt call return called back on a holding penalty. After they scored their second touchdown, Tyler Hazelwood recovered onside kick. Now they're deep in Pewaukee territory again, and Pewaukee has done absolutely nothing on offense.
Nate, what's the score?
It's 13-0, should be 20-0, and looks like it's about to be, could be 27-0, but it'll be about 20-0 if they punch it in here. They're deep in Pewaukee territory.
Now that is a surprise. Not that they're winning, but that they're could have possibly had four touchdowns because Pewaukee's got a very good program overall.
You bet. Hey, Nate, thank you. We got to get to one more guy before we get to a break. Jerry Vance is at the Menominee Falls Germantown game. Hey, Jerry, give us an update.
It is Germantown 7, Menominee Falls 0 with 7:49 left in the second quarter. Germantown scored on a 67-yard touchdown run by Connor Leifler. So that gives us the score, 7-0. Julius Davis has been pretty much put in the check so far in this game.
Jerry, now Germantown, when you played, and for so many years under Phil Datka, ran the wishbone. What kind of an offense is Germantown running now under Jake Davis?
They're running a spread offense with the read option as well. Their quarterback is really having a great game so far.
Jerry, thank you so much. Ron, it's always good to have, you know, maybe one of the best high school football players ever to come out of Germantown to cover in the game for us.
I bet that's got to be nice for Jerry also.
It's nice for us. It's awesome. 7-0 Germantown. Guys, we've got to get to a break. Guys on hold, we'll get to you as soon as we get back. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Let's get right to it. Line one, Tyler's at the Tosa West. Brookfield East game. Tyler, give us an update.
Hey, Mike, it's 8:35 left in the first half, and Brookfield East finally got a little bit more distance ahead of Tosa West. They're now up 14-0. Not long after we last talked, I said before that Brookfield East had the ball, and they were able to drive down the field, and Donovan Hunt was finally able to break through. He had struggled running throughout most of the first quarter, but he finally broke through on a 20-yard run. That was with 11 minutes left in the first half. They were able to make the extra point. Tosa West is now facing a 4th-and-1 at the 44. A timeout was called. So, once again, 8:35 left in the first half. Brookfield East up on Tosa West, 14-0.
Perfect, Tyler. Thank you so much. Line two, Tony Resch. He's at the Homestead-Port Washington game, brought to you by Raising the Stakes Leadership and Fundraising. Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Tony, I've said it 4,000 times in my life, but I messed it up that time.
That's no problem, Mike. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
Good. How are you? How the Highlanders doing?
Highlanders are doing well. It's 14-7 right now with 10:50 left in the first half. They stopped Port Washington on their first drive, got the ball back, and Jared Schneider took it 46 yards for a touchdown. They held Port again on their next drive. First play from scrimmage on the second drive, Willie Garrison went around the left end, 70 yards for a touchdown. Highlanders got the ball back again, and Jared Schneider scored a long touchdown, but it got called back for a block in the back at the 5-yard line, so they got the ball at the 15, petered out, and had a field goal block, and then Port Washington came back with a nice jump ball to Lippy, the great receiver from Port Washington. He brought it down and went 58 yards for a touchdown. So it's been back and forth. The Highlanders are right now first and goal at about the 4-yard line, and they just punched it in right now. Yep, touchdown. It's now 27 with 10:16 left in the first half, pending the extra point.
Tony, thank you very much. Great update. Let's get to line three. John Daly's at the Whitnall Martin Luther game. He's brought to you by Hyundai Greenfield. Go ahead and buy your car where I bought mine. Go see Lou and his team and ask him about the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event. 6133 South 27th Street. John Daly, give us an update. Whitnall at Martin Luther.
First quarter just came to an end. Score, Martin Luther 28, Whitnall 7. Martin Luther is running at will. Crowley Reed, I'd say, is have about 150 yards in the first quarter, which included a 98-yard scamper for a touchdown on the third score. The first two scores, the first one was a 9-yard touchdown by Reed, but that was set up by a 53-yard pass from Mueller to Kulinski. The second touchdown was a 9-yard Mueller scamper, and that was set up by a 40-yard pass to Hopper. Third touchdown, Reed had a 75-yard off tackle, and then the last one was a 28-yard scamper for 98 yards. I mean, it was 98-yard scamper by Reed. Whitnall just scored at the end. They had a 59-yard run pitch by Velasel.
Perfect.
And so they at the end of the quarter, Martin Luther 28, Whitnall 7.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Let's get to line four. Carl is at the Plymouth at New Berlin Eisenhower game. Carl, give us an update.
Hey, gentlemen, I've got 5 minutes left in the second quarter. I have New Berlin Eisenhower 7, Plymouth 0, but Plymouth just, wow, just completed a 27-yard pass on 3rd and 10, and Plymouth is driving. The touchdown by Eisenhower, though, was set up by a 44-yard interception return to the 7-yard line, and, of course, Jake Himmelsbach, the good running back for Eisenhower, punched it in on that play.
Beautiful. Carl, thank you very much for the update. I appreciate it. Let's get to line two, the big game in the state of Wisconsin. Marty Schobelhut, Marty in the morning, is at the Fond du Lac-Kimberly game. Marty, how you been?
What's going on, Mac Daddy?
Man, it's good to hear your voice. You're at the game of the night, man. Fond du Lac against Kimberly. Give us an update.
I'll tell you what, Mac. It is a classic Friday night matchup. Just by pure weather alone, just a perfect night for football. Kimberly, of course, 70-game winning streak, five-time state champion. Fondy gets out early, scores two quick touchdowns. Second touchdown actually coming from a punt return fumble recovery. And Kimberly just took the ball downfield, a couple of quick large runs. And we are about 5:45 here left in the second. It's Fondy smelling upset tonight, leading Kimberly right now 14-7.
What kind of a crowd do you have there?
Oh, it is, as you can imagine, I don't know if you've been to Papermaker Stadium.
Yes, I have.
It is electric tonight. You've got wall-to-wall fans on both sides, plus they've got the track that is surrounded by a fence, and that is about two or three deep all the way around. So it's pretty pretty exciting tonight. Kimberly, to their credit, and not to make an excuse early, they are minus a couple of players, had one go down early. The running back that they thought they were going to have for the season, who was to be kind of the heir apparent to Stewart from last year, decided this year not to go out for football. So they're a little bit not the same Papermaker team, but at the same point, 70 games is 70 games, and you're still playing at Kimberly.
You know what? You, you've got to knock out the champ, man. You know, that everybody, you got to knock out the champ before you say, hey, we got him, because Kimberly, or Fondy was close twice last year, and Kimberly got him. So
painfully close.
Painfully close. Marty, please keep us up to date on that one. It's always good to hear your voice.
Will do, Mac. Have a good night.
You got it. Let's get to line one. Rob Veit is at the Kettle Moraine Waukesha West game. He's brought to you by Lynch McGuanago. They are the premier Wisconsin Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer with a huge selection of new and used vehicles. LynchMcGuanago.com. Rob Veit, give us an update.
What's up, guys? It's 14-10 Waukesha West. They just punched in a quarterback. Scored on a drive from Trey Texaw, interception. We turned down to the 20. Five plays later, touchdown. 14-10 Waukesha West.
Rob, perfect. Well done. Thank you so much. Let's get to the line three if we can. Ted Lang's at the Milwaukee Lutheran at Kewaskwin game. Ted is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Give Mandy Sandstrom Clough, she's my rep, give her a call, 262-783-6600. They have half-off pre-finishing on any wood, window, or patio door on qualified projects. Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Ted Lang, give us an update.
Yeah, with 7 minutes, 38 seconds go here in the second quarter, Kewaskum Indians are beating Milwaukee Lutheran 14-6. After Kewaskum went up 14-0, the ensuing kickoff was taken by Kenneth Payne for a 75-yard kickoff return and woke up his crowd. And the they tried to go for two. It didn't work, so it's now 14-6 here in the second quarter in Kewaskum.
Now, Milwaukee Lutheran had to replace a great quarterback and a great receiver. Am I correct, Ted?
Yes, yeah, they had the skill people last year, and you know, right now it just seems like, you know, Coach Janowski is trying to figure out what he has this year.
Sure.
Hey, Ted, thank you so much. 14-0 Kewaskum over Milwaukee Lutheran. Let's get to line four if we can. Jerry Vance at the Menominee Falls at Germantown game. Jerry, give us an update.
It is Menominee Falls 7, Germantown 7, with 2:36 left in the second quarter. On a 3rd and 25, Menominee Falls on their own 5-yard line, Julius Davis went yard for a 95-yard touchdown run that gives us the 7-7 with 2:36 left in the second quarter.
Man,
you know, with Julius Davis and with Darius Crawley Reed from Martin Luther, you've got two of the best backs in the state.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. Jerry, thank you so much. We've got to get to one more call before we get to a break. And Alex Denzola is at the Wilmot at Kenosha Bradford game. Alex, give us an update.
Well, Mac, each team making plays here in the first half, but Wilmot is making the plays that matter. After Bradford elected to go for it on a 4th down at their own 41, they failed to capitalize. Wilmot takes over, and it takes them only 4 plays from there. Feed by a 19-yard run by their running back and a 19-yard reception by their wide receiver, number 87. Wilmot scores on a 7-yard quarterback keep by quarterback Zach Lamerson. It is 10-0 Wilmot with 5:18 left in the half.
Alex, thank you so much. Alex is brought to you by Laborers International Union Local 113. Feel the power. Check out great apprenticeship opportunities at liuna113.org. That's liuna113.org. org. Guys, let's get to a break. Coach, that I think that so far that Kimberly-Fondy game is the one that we'll probably talk about the most. Man, 14-7 Fond du Lac right now.
And I think all over the state people will be talking about that game more than any other one.
Yeah, I agree with that. Let's get your break. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Time now for your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update. I'm Anthony Mandela in Kewaskum. They're leading the visiting Milwaukee Lutheran Red Knights 14-6 in the second quarter. Franklin on the road, they're leading Waterford 14-0. Greendale Martin Luther has a commanding lead on Whitnall 28-7 in Greendale. Oak Creek on the road, they're leading Wisconsin Lutheran 10-7. Brookfield East has a 14-0 lead on visiting Tosa West. In Glendale, the Nicolet Knights are at home, but they're trailing 7-0 at the hands of the Hartford Orioles. New Berlin Eisenhower with a 7-0 lead on Plymouth. As we head north, Fond du Lac is up 14-7 on Kimberly. Burlington and South Milwaukee, the Demons lead 28-0, still in the first quarter of that game. And New Berlin West with a 13-0 lead, they're on top of the visiting Elkhorn Elks. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Wendy's. Listen tomorrow to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show from 10 a.m. to noon. Mike McGivern and Ryan McMillan will be talking Franklin football. And I'm Anthony Mandela. This has been your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Let's get to line one if we can. Mark Neeson. He is at the Muskego at Waukesha North game. He's brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy. Call them today to schedule a free 30-minute injury assessment. They'll schedule you fast, sometimes the same day, but always within 24 to 48 hours. Athletico.com for more information. Hey, Mark, give us an update.
6:58 left third quarter, Muskego 21, Waukesha North 0. The Dice, John Reiske, the new fullback, scored from 8 yards, and then Alex Current scored from 14 yards out. And guys, R.J. Bossett, the number one running back, he's got his pads off, and it looks like maybe he dinged his head. And Muskego has the ball just about to put it back in because they intercepted the ball.
Hey, Mark, who plays for Muskego that is related to you?
Well, my nephew's kid is a starting cornerback, Sam Shabanek.
How's he doing?
He's doing great. They're rotating some guys in, looking at guys. He's also the holder. So last year when they beat Franklin, he was the holder.
Attaboy, Mark. Got to get that in. 21-0 Muskego against Waukesha North. Let's get to line two if we can. Jerry Boltman. He's at the Catholic Memorial Maguanago game. Jerry, give us an update.
Yes, Mike. We are down to 2:52 remaining in the second quarter. Scores Catholic Memorial 6, Maguanago 0. When I spoke to you last, Mike and Coach, the last play of the first quarter, Memorial tried a 37-yard field goal, and it was blocked by Maguanago. Since then, they both have had a couple turnovers. The one turnover that Maguanago has made in this half, it was a fumble punt. Memorial recovered on their own 38. They had three plays, and they had a touchdown, a 30-yard screen play out of the backfield, and a 25-yard touchdown pass to receiver Joel Sigma of Catholic Memorial. And like I said, the extra point was blocked by the Maguanago defense. So we're currently 6-0, 2:52 remaining in the first half.
That's perfect, Jerry. Thank you very much. Well done. Let's get to line three if we can. Carl Powers is at the Plymouth New Berlin Eisenhower game. Carl, give us an update.
Hi, gentlemen. We're here at halftime. New Berlin Eisenhower and Plymouth are now tied 7-7. When I last left you, they had just completed that nice third down pass. Two plays later, they throw for a 23-yard touchdown pass to Aiden Riley at the 208 mark, which both players actually were fighting for the ball. As the receiver's on the ground, it falls into his hands, and the score is good. It's now 7-7 at half.
Last year, New Berlin Eisenhower won that game 28-27, so it's another great game this year, it sounds like.
Yes, Coach. The last 2 years, both schools were winning going into the fourth quarter by large margins, and they had to hold on. Last year, like you said, it was 28-27. The year before was 34-27.
So these coaches know it's going to be a tough fought game the whole way through, and the crowds are pretty good here, and the fans are having a good time.
Hey, Carl, what's it like going to a game that Brookfield East is not playing in?
I was waiting for that. I'll tell you, it's a little bit different, I'll be honest. It's actually kind of invigorating and kind of nice. It's a good change of habit.
How is your son doing?
He's doing good, and I'll be honest. We dropped him off on Tuesday. They've had four practices, and he hasn't texted me once about anything. So apparently he's in the weight room and studying and on the field too much to give his old mom and dad a call.
What school is he at, Carl?
He chose to go to Elmhurst College down in the CCIW in Illinois.
That's awesome. You know, when we dropped her off at Maranatha Baptist Bible College, she told my wife and I not to call her writer for 30 days. My wife started crying. I said, yeah, okay, no worries. That's fine.
At least, I know he's not going to call, but at least, you know, when I send him a text when he, you know, trying to reply back to him and he takes 24 hours to reply back with a yes or a no, it kind of, you know, it's a little bit different.
Hey, Carl, you helping out with that tuition?
Yeah, mom and dad are helping out with the tuition.
Yeah, you better start texting back a little quicker.
Well, you know, I'll give him a week.
There you go. That's Carl Forbes.
But now, Kyle, you can go to a game too without having butterflies the whole game, can't you?
Exactly. There you go, Coach. Exactly. I can sit here and enjoy both sides of the ball.
You got it, Carl Forbes. Thank you. New Berlin Eisenhower 7-7. And Carl's brought to you by Balistrieri Brothers Pizza. Two medium pizzas, three toppings, two garlic breads. Pick up only $25.99. 3815 South 108th Street. Or you can ask them for the game day special. 414-543-0707. Let's get the line one if we can. We haven't heard from John Moore. He's at the Oak Creek, Wisconsin Lutheran. Haven't heard from him for a while. Hey, John, give us an update.
What a shock, Mike. We got another score. Quarterback Quinn Stulo from 5 yards out. We have 17-7 Oak Creek over Wisco at the half.
Hey, John, when you're looking at Wisconsin Lutheran, do they look like the old Wisconsin Lutheran, or do they look like the team that struggled a little bit last year to you?
No, this is a team that they got plenty of fight in them, Mike. They got plenty of fight, played some good defense there in that second quarter. And then Oak Creek started throwing the ball on them, ran five straight pass plays, and just walked it right down the field on them. So, but they got plenty of fight left. This game ain't over by a long stretch.
John, thank you very much. John's brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries. Line two, we've got Mike Bush. He's at the Franklin Waterford game. And Mike is brought to you by Ideal Logos. Go see Smokin' Hot Mary for all your awards, promotions, and embroidery work. Mike Bush, what's going on, Franklin Waterford?
We're at halftime as well, field goal. So he's responsible for a field goal and two extra points. I missed that earlier. And, man, Waterford got all the way down. I felt bad for Waterford. They get it all the way down to the 15-yard line, the Franklin 15, okay? It's 3rd and 9. Waterford calls a timeout, okay? Well, they try a double reverse, and that didn't go so good. They ended up losing 10 yards on the play. So they got 4th and 19 now from the Franklin 25. They picked up those 19 yards that they had lost. So they get the first down. They ended up trying a 13-yard field goal, and that was pretty ugly. And what was weird, there was a minute left then in the second quarter right before halftime. And so now it's Franklin's ball, and in comes the sophomore, Jarek Miller. And he leads them right down the field. They don't score. They run out of time. I don't know if that was a series for him or the Franklin quarterback got injured. I'll find out. I just thought that was really interesting.
Mike, thank you so much. Keep us up to date on that storyline. That is interesting. 17-0 Franklin over Waterford. Let's get to line three if we can. Alex Anzola, he's at the Wilmot at Kenosha Bradford game. He's brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Call Mandy Sandstrom Clough. She's my rep, 262-783-6600, and get your windows in before it gets cold. Alex, give us an update.
Well, Mac, in a half where Bradford has been all but contained, their offense finally provides a spark. They put together a 7-play, 85-yard drive, keyed by a 64-yard reception by wide receiver Marquise Fuller. Two pass interference penalties in the end zone after that, and then three more run plays by running back Nate Bowens gives Bradford
on the scoreboard. It is 10-7, Wilmot with 103 left in the half.
Alex, that's a good one you're going to be at.
Oh, yeah, it's been exciting to watch so far. Each team playing very well. As Coach Mike McCarthy would say, they're both playing with a lot of grit.
Man, beautiful. Alex, thank you so much. Let's get to line one if we can. Jerry Boltman's at the Catholic Memorial Muckwonago. We're going to try to get through a couple before we get to a break. Hey, Jerry, give us a quick update.
Sure, Mike and Coach, we are down to 1 minute remaining in the second quarter. The score now is Catholic Memorial 14, Muckwonago 0. Catholic Memorial intercepted the ball against Muckwonago right after I talked to you last, Mike, and they marched down the field, and the key play on that drive was a 40-yard pass play to Joel Sikma. And then the running back ran it in from 3 yards out, and two-point conversion, pass conversion by Catholic Memorial was good. So it's 14-0 Catholic Memorial. We're down to 50 seconds remaining in the half.
Perfect, Jerry. Thank you. Let's get to line two if we can. Rob is at the Kettle Moraine Waukesha West game. Rob Veit, give us an update, Rob.
Hey, guys. It's 17-14 Kettle Moraine at halftime. They drove 82-yard drive right before half, led by the white kid, Elijah White. He has about 95 yards on the night so far at halftime. 17-14 KM.
Thank you, Rob. That's a game that a lot of people have been talking about. 17-14, Kettle Moraine over Waukesha West at halftime. Line four, Taz is at the Milwaukee King Sherwood Messmer game. Taz, give us a quick update.
I got 14-0, Sherwood Messmer over Milwaukee King. In the second half, King's defense began to pick it up with big plays on D by number 11, Mo Wallace, and number 50, Tayshawn Johnson, who has two sacks tonight. That kind of changed the tone for the King offense, who began to drive with back-to-back 20-yard plays, one on a bubble screen to number two, Mike Dupree, and then a 20-yard scamper by quarterback Nolan Dixon. King was setting up on the other side of the field on a first down. Unfortunately, Dixon threw an interception to Sherwood Messmer that was picked off by number 50, Bobby Schoeneck. Sherwood Messmer then with three plays was stopped on fourth down to end the half, 14-0, Sherwood Messmer over Milwaukee King.
Taz, thank you very much. Line three, Tyler Peters, very quickly, Tosa West at Brook East. Hey, Tyler, give us a quick update.
Yeah, Mike, it's halftime now, and Brookfield East is pulling away. They're up 21-0. Tosa West was trying to get a touchdown in, but they fumbled their second fumble of the game, and Brookfield East was able to drive down and score with 41 seconds left in the first half by a 5-yard run by Nick Plinger. That's his second touchdown of the game. Once again, it is halftime, and Brookfield East is pulling away over Tosa West 21-0.
Tyler Peters, well done. Thank you very much. Guys, let's get to a break. On this side of the break, we'll continue to get you the most current and up-to-date scores at all the key high school football games in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.